You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
This is the Hockey Podcast Network, your home for hockey talk on every team in the NHL.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Bolts broadcast. My name is Mike Mitchelson. Joining me today, Chase Croshaw. Chase, you're always here because, I mean, you're one half of the best podcast in the world. But, you know, for some reason, words just aren't working for me today. How you doing?
Yeah, I mean, you botched that opening a couple times. This is, I mean, usually you don't get it done on one first take, like, or the first take, I should say, because just something happens, whether, oh, we forgot to record, or you just said, hey, welcome to WNP, because he likes to do that sometimes. But it's all right. We get it through. You guys don't hear that, so you can just pretend we didn't even say that. But I'm doing all right, you know. We just had a fun interview. I'm looking outside. I'm seeing some snow, so everything's just kind of really going good today.
Yeah, everything's very peachy, and today's episode, you're not going to hear as much from us. I'm sure that's kind of a relief for you guys, but we've got a great interview. Last Thursday, we had Doc Emrick. Hopefully, you guys enjoyed that. This week, we've got Ethan Cardwell, and I thought it was an awesome interview, Chase. I don't know about you. We had a lot of fun talking with him.
Oh yeah, it's great. Like Cardsy, you know, he's a friend of mine. He's a good dude. He's a hell of a hockey player too. So, you know, I met him working in Saginaw. He was playing for the Spirit. He ended up getting traded last season, part of the Ryan Suzuki trade. So he's in Barrie now. He's gonna be definitely one of Barrie's go-to guys this year. Kind of shocking, like, that he, you know, in the position that he was last year, he wasn't drafted. You guys will hear a lot more about that on the show. But yeah, I mean, Cardsy's a hell of a dude. He's a character. He's got his own podcast as well. It was just so much fun. Really hoping that we have him on the show again soon.
Yeah, absolutely. We talked about his hockey career and a couple other careers that he actually may have the chance to pursue later on. And it's crazy. He's only 18 years old and he's already got like three potential careers where he already has a great start, which is asinine sitting here at, I was about to say 32. I'm not 32 years old. Oh my goodness.
If you're 32 years old, just finishing up your last year of undergrad, that'd be an issue, Mike.
Yeah, it's, that would have been crazy. But, yeah, I mean, it was a great interview, and we'll just hop into it now. I really hope you guys enjoy the Bolts broadcast exclusive with Ethan Cardwell.
Joining the Bolts broadcast today, we have current Barrie Colt forward and co-host of the Showbound podcast, Ethan Cardwell. What's up, Cardsy?
What's going on, Chaser? Thanks for having me on today, boys.
Oh yeah, no, we appreciate you making time for us. You know, when I found out that you were doing that podcast, I came across it on Twitter when you first did it. I was like, I mean, this is just a match made in heaven. I heard what you did from your couple games when I think you got sussied, and then you were calling games with Joey for a couple games. Is that what happened? You got sussied, right?
Yeah, I got a dirty slew foot.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah, pretty big slew foot. I got my first suspension in the league. I got two games. So then Joey's like, do you want to come do some color commentating? And I'm like, well, I can talk decently well, so why not? Let's give her a try. And then sure enough, found out I don't mind my voice on the mic. So then kind of carried on from there.
Yeah, no, you sound good. And you know, it's a hell of a show. We'll talk a little about that more going on. But yeah, if you're good to go, we're just hopping in some questions for you. Just get right into it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Alrighty. So I guess I'll take the first one. Just, you know, kind of tell us about your life leading up to your career in the OHL.
Yeah. So it's like, basically I live in a small town called Curtis, Ontario. It's like 35 minutes east of Toronto. So a lot of hockey here. Hockey's main sport for everyone. And for me, just kind of played all the way up in my hometown for the Clarington Toros. Fortunate enough to be on a good team with a lot of great players and a lot of great mentors through the years. So got me to kind of where I was going into the draft season. And then was fortunate enough to be drafted by Saginaw in the second round.
Yeah, absolutely. And Cardzy, only being 18 years old, already killing it on the podcast. And like you said, drafted to the Saginaw Spirits, second round. 33rd overall, that's pretty awesome. What was the priority selection day like? How was that whole draft process going?
It was pretty cool. Like, I had an idea I was going to be an early pick. So I didn't know exactly where. I had a good feeling on Saginaw. I had a few good talks with them. And we both were very interested in each other. So I was super pleased to have been drafted by them. And no, it was a great day. I had the majority of my family over, got to celebrate with them. So it was pretty cool and something I'll never forget.
So how quick did you get over to SAG? I know some people, like the draft usually happens in April. So that, you know, if there's playoffs going on, they'll try to come out for a playoff game. Did you get there kind of quickly or did you wait till kind of the summer?
No, dude, like I signed 5 days after, 5 days after the draft. I had already, it was like the day after the draft, and they called and said, like, we got a contract ready for you, ready to sign. I said, yeah, absolutely, let's do it. So it moved pretty quickly, got down there. Unfortunately, they lost to the Sioux that year, so they were out of the playoffs, didn't get to see a game or anything, but got to go. Me and Lenny signed at the same time, so we both went down, took a tour of Saginaw, the rink, potential billet houses and stuff like that, and it was all a great time. So, yeah.
Decent little draft class there for Saginaw, huh? Perfetti the first round, and I got you and Lenny as well. You guys were both second rounders, right?
Yeah, Lenny was like 26th, I'm pretty sure, and then me at 33. We had a good one.
Yeah, not too shabby. So, I remember specifically your first OHL goal in Erie. I assume you remember that day, right? You remember that goal?
Yeah, I remember a little bit of it, I guess.
I don't know why. I just, like, for a first career goal, you know, playing in the OHL, you're kind of recently caught playing a few games, not getting a lot of ice time. But then you just went in. You had a 2-on-1. I think it was you and Albert McNash, 2-on-1, and you just kind of selfishly pulled it back and just ripped it. You know, so, like, how memorable, like, is a moment like that for you? You know, so whether scoring your first goal in the OHL or, you know, maybe if you scored a goal internationally with Canada at all, like, how memorable are those types of moments?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Anytime you get your first anywhere or your first milestone, whether it be 100 games, 300 games, first hat trick, anything like that, it's obviously a special moment for you. And, you know, I have a lot of confidence in myself as a player, so me coming down on a 2-on-1. I think it was with Bodie, actually. So
this is a highly touted. Oh.
Yeah, it was Bodie. So I knew, like, I knew I had to bury. Like, I there was no other choice. Like, I can't miss on a 2-on-1 with Bodie. So I pulled her back and ripped it, and sure enough, was lucky enough to find the cage. And I think Bert was the one who picked up the puck for me.
Okay. Just,
yeah.
So you really looked away a world-class, just recent second round draft pick. I mean, if you didn't score on that, yeah, you were getting benched. So good,
yeah,
thing you did.
Well, yeah, it's all right. Good accuracy on the dot.
Oh, it's funny.
Absolutely. Now I want to talk about your move over to Barry. You finished, I would say, pretty decently, you know, a point per game. Got a 4-goal game in there as well. What was it that really helped you go on a heater towards the end of the season there with Barry? Was it the change of scenery? Was it something else? What were your thoughts on that?
I wouldn't say change of scenery or anything like that. I really enjoyed my time in Saginaw and whatnot. So I think it was just an increased role. I was playing more minutes, PK, power play, 5-on-5, just a lot more minutes consistently every night. So it kind of helped me with my confidence. I knew I was a great player, and I knew that if I got in the right position and played the right role, that I would succeed. So that's kind of what happened. And then my points and my offensive side of the game started to flourish once I got there.
Yeah, so for anyone, like, I mean, I don't know how many of our listeners know much about OHL hockey or about you as a player. You know, you're clearly you're an offense first kind of guy, but you don't shy away defensively. You don't shy away in the corners. You're a tough kid. You're pretty fearless. You're obviously overly confident, as you've mentioned yourself. But, you know, and even with that end of the year production, I thought you were going to be a lock to be a draft pick. You know, but for some reason, you did not get drafted. You ended up being an undrafted player, of course. I'm sure that's not the most fun thing to talk about, but it happens. You know, you still got time coming up. Still have two more draft cycles. So what is the experience so far being an undrafted player, even though you have some clear talent? Like, what has that taught you?
Yeah, like you said before, I thought I did enough to get picked, and obviously wasn't lucky on that day. Didn't go my way, but I really loved it. Like, I don't really care what anybody thinks of me as a player. And so this has really given me the opportunity, especially with this extended off season. I'm a lot stronger. I'm a lot bigger. I'm a lot faster. I'm coming in as a big difference in my game coming in this year. And I'm going to be a totally different player. And a lot of people are going to see that. And I can't wait to have the opportunity to prove a ton of people wrong here and then laugh at them.
Yeah, and I mean, you're going to have a huge role on Barry, I would assume, this year. I mean, the way you ended the season, kind of hard to believe not to. I have a very hard time believing that you're going to get passed up yet again. You know, you've got an incredible amount of talent. And do you kind of have any, like, expectations for yourself this season, you know, with a shortened season and everything?
Yeah, depending on how many games we have, I don't want to say numbers-wise, but I have some ideas in my head on what I want to do. Goals I want to achieve as the team, as a leader on this team. I know my role is want to really develop, like, help the younger guys out and build this team for the next 2 years as we got a chance to hopefully win Memorial Cup here coming up in Barrie.
Fair enough.
Absolutely. And Garzy, we see that competitive fire coming out of you. I'm sure you get some of that from your family. With your grandpa, your dad, your uncle, all playing some pretty high levels of hockey. So my question, what's it like having mentors like that in your life and, you know, learning from players that have made it to such a high level of hockey?
Yeah, it's obviously a bloodline thing and trickles down to me, and it's pretty cool. It's not necessarily a thing like I look up to necessarily or anything like that. It's just kind of second nature for me coming from hockey. But it's definitely nice that their feedback comes and in situational play and stuff like that, I can get feedback from them and like situations that they were in just to kind of relate, like my first trade and stuff like that, just going through that and taking some of their experiences to help me out.
Absolutely. So I know you kind of talked, you know, a little bit about your off season, just having more time to train. Normally an undrafted player, especially someone of your caliber, would be invited to camps. So since obviously it didn't happen, you know, what has the process been? Have you talked to any teams at all? Have they, you know, expressed any possible interest? Like, what's that? How's that working in a year like this?
Yeah. So like I've been in contact with like a few teams, like a few scouts I developed a relationship with over the draft year. Just said like, listen, like, nothing you can do, obviously you're a great player, just kind of like a build-up text, which I appreciate them taking the time and everything. But I let my agent kind of take care of all that stuff, if there's teams calling and whatnot. I've kind of learned from the draft that any hype you hear online or whatnot, it doesn't really matter. And you just have to play the best you can every night. So I've kind of put all that aside, not worried about what anyone really thinks of me anymore, and just really try to become the best player that I can be, whether it's working harder than anybody in the gym, outworking people on the ice, and just developing my overall game. So that's kind of been my goal for this offseason, and I've really overachieved from my standpoint.
I love to hear it, man.
Yeah, for sure. And last hockey question we got for you. Do you compare yourself to anyone? Do you have a comp? Do you model your game after anyone? And don't give me something stupid like they did Rob Gronkowski for Matthew Tkachuk, I remember, in the, what was it, the 16 draft. Don't give me something stupid like that.
Okay, yeah. So Joe Montana. yeah, I've modeled my game after, and the guy I kind of like his play is Travis Konecny on the Philadelphia Flyers. He's a smaller guy, not a undersized guy, but smaller, but he competes. He's a right-handed shot, and he's got a quick release, and he's got the fastest boots on his team. So he likes to use his speed and use his competitive edge to create an advantage over the opponents.
Love that comp. All right, so you know, we're going to move away from the hockey talk a little bit here. But before we talk about the podcast, I remember from our time together in Saginaw, hearing that you're a pretty decent golfer. What I don't know what your home course is, but you know, what do you average on your home course? What's the best you've ever shot?
So the best I've ever shot in a tournament is 65. That was 7 under. So that's my low in a tournament, but regular play, I've shot a 63 before. Well, that's on a real course. Like, I've shot like a par 70. I've been like 62, 61, I'm pretty sure, but I don't really consider that a real score. But no, I haven't played like competitively in now like 2 years, ever since I kind of went to the OHL. But no, I'll still play. I'll be around par. If I'm playing well, a few under. If I'm playing bad, a few over. So just around there. But it's still a lot of fun to play in the off season.
I mean, have you ever thought about like turning that or tried making it into a career, like after your playing, like hockey playing days?
Yeah, I had some discussions with some schools before I signed in the OHL. And it's obviously still an option that's there. But the way I kind of thought about it was golf's there forever. You can pick up golf when you're 30 and try to make it. And hockey kind of hit this window from 18 to 24 to become a pro and, make your money and, make your mark in the league. So I think, this is the window that I need to hit for hockey and something that's been a focus of me, for me and, something I'm going to follow through with. For whatever reason, if it doesn't work, definitely golf could be an option down the road.
Oh, for sure, man.
Yeah, and Chase, you're going to have to get some tips from Cardsy because your 20 over every week isn't really doing you well.
I'm brutal. I'm probably the worst golfer on the planet. I can drive the ball all right, but when it comes to my short game, holy hell, it's embarrassing.
Once I get on that putting green, I lose it. I need to go get some tips at the putt-putt course from the 9-year-olds. But, Cardsy, let's move on to the podcast here. Your better half, Michael Raskin. I mean, just like Chase, his better half, Mike.
Yeah.
How'd you guys meet, and what brought you guys the idea of doing a podcast like this?
Yeah, so it was similar to actually like kind of what Chase was doing in SAG. Like I'm pretty sure he was an intern for Barry while he was taking courses from Brock, if I'm correct there. And no, he was working for Barry as a media guy, so a little bit different. But he texted me in the off season. It was legit like a week before our first episode came out, and he just said like, "Listen, do you want to do a podcast or whatever?" And I'm like, "Yeah, sure. Like, sounds fun. Like, I don't have much going on right now," and didn't expect too much of it at the start. And then things kind of took off right away due to some good guests and some good content. So then things have been rolling ever since. Got some great guests coming on, so it's been a little bit of a shock, to say the least, but no, I'm super happy about it and hoping to keep things going in the right direction like you guys got going here.
Yeah, you know, speaking on that, like, you guys are shooting up, I know, at least in Canada, shooting up the hockey podcast boards there really quickly. Where are you guys at currently?
We're normally bouncing around in the top 10. We were at number 3 there, hit number 3. That's when we had our episode. It was posted on TSN, a few clips and Bar Down and whatnot. So it gave us some good publicity. And from there, our viewers skyrocketed. So ever since, we've had a good following. We're normally bumping around in the top 10, like I said, and, our highest has been 3. So we're definitely going to try to chase down Chicklets, but I mean, that's a pipe dream.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, not bad for a pigeon like you, but you know, moving on to, moving on to some of the people you've had, you know, you've gone from Quentin Byfield, Cole Perfetti, Ryan Suzuki, Owen Tippett, Brett Wilichka, and you also have an Ivan Prosatov one coming out pretty soon. That one hasn't come out yet, correct? As of us recording.
Yeah, no, the Ivan one dropped. I'm not sure when this episode's dropping for you guys, but it's currently Tuesday. The Ivan one drops tomorrow, Wednesday. And then coming up, we have Rob Schremp on next week too, which should be a really cool one. Yeah, he's going to be a really good one, so we're excited about that.
Might have been the sickest OHL player ever. Honestly, so, but like, you know, how much fun is it to have, you know, these boys on the show, you know, and how do you feel they do in terms of, like, you know, comfortability and answering questions with you guys compared to maybe being on TSN or Sportsnet?
I think it makes it more of a loose conversation because I've built such a good relationship with a lot of these guys, and to kind of have them on, they can loosen up, tell a few stories and whatnot, have a good time. And then, we'll see how it goes. We have Schremp coming on this week, and it should be obviously a great interview. A lot to hear about. He's had an amazing career, a lot of ups and downs that he's going to talk about, I'm sure. And we'll see. I think it'll still be fun. I think both Rask and I have a good personality and make it easy to talk.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and we've talked about two possible careers already with you, a professional hockey career, a professional golf career, only 18 years old, but let's bring up another. If for some reason stuff doesn't go as planned, would you ever consider going into a career with media? I mean, you've already got top 3 on the billboard, so that's pretty nice there.
Yeah, it'd definitely be something to consider down the road. I'm not necessarily the brains of the operation, in the sense that I'm not as witty with technology and whatnot and building our brand online and promoting and stuff like that. I tend to have a good trait where I can talk well. People tend to like hearing me talk for whatever reason. I don't know why, but
me neither.
I know. Yeah, I can imagine you hate hearing me, Chaser, when I'm in your ear all year in SAG.
Oh my God! Just sitting, especially, you know, when you're called up, just sitting in the press box. You know, I think we got this rookie coming up. You're just gonna say you're quiet. Oh my God! You don't shut up.
Yeah, I like to give it to Chaser. So, but yeah, no, it could definitely be a potential thing, like maybe media broadcasting and stuff like that. All things to consider down the road.
Sure. Yeah, no, for sure, man. So we've kind of got one final thing for you. We appreciate you coming out and giving your time, and we'll give you an opportunity to kind of say whatever you want and plug whatever at the end too. Absolutely. So, you know, you're someone, you're super outgoing, super confident, super friendly. Yeah. You know, your teammates, your coaches love you. You're great with the fans, you're great with the media, and you're also, you know, you're active in the community. You know, you're involved in a charitable organization called Hockey Gives Blood. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's so it's an organization presented by Canada's Lifelines, and basically it's just to promote blood donors. And obviously, everyone needs, if everyone could give blood, it would be greatly appreciated. I'll promote here while I can, I guess. So yeah, definitely give out, go and give blood. It doesn't do anything really to you. You won't feel any effects necessarily, or at least I didn't. And it gives the chance for somebody's life to be saved. So it's a great cause, and something everyone should get behind, because it's so easy and simple to do, but it makes such a big difference in others' lives.
Yeah, no, awesome. Love to hear it, man. Love, you know, this is why, honestly, you were one of my favorite kids in Saginaw. You're a hell of a guy. You know, you're super outgoing, and like, you're just a true, genuine, good person, as well as being sick of hockey. So. Mike, you got anything else for him?
Not really. I mean, I just got to say that was you buttered his biscuits more than my mom did on Thanksgiving. That was that was some compliment there, Chase.
Yeah, I appreciate the kind words there, Chaser.
I mean, as much as I want to chirp this kid, I love this kid. It's hard for me to keep doing it. So, Carsey, we really appreciate you coming on. Anything you want to plug, go right for it.
Yeah, no, just keep going, boys. You're headed in the right direction. As I know, we're both on the podcast grind trying to go up the charts. Just keep putting in the hard work, and good things are going to happen. You guys got something great going here. So thanks for having me on.
Yeah, we appreciate it, Carty. Thank you.
All right, and that was the interview with Ethan Cardwell. We want to thank him so much for coming onto the show, and boy, what a time it was. A lot of fun, and even after we stopped the recording of the interview, we talked to him a little bit more, and I got some awesome stories on Chase, because obviously Chase worked alongside Cardzy. Cardzy was on the ice where he was in the press box, so a really fun time even off the call.
Oh, yeah, dude. I mean, he's... As you know, I talked about it earlier in this show, and then as you know, I've told you hundreds of times, like the dude's an all time character. I hope you guys realize that. You know, he's got a great voice. He's very charismatic when he's talking. You know, he's someone that it's easy to listen to, and you trust in what he's saying. And you know, whether he makes a career in playing and broadcasting or in golfing, you know, he's going to be successful in whatever he does.
Yeah, for sure. And it seems like we may have some more discussions with him, as recently we did a interview with Jack Thompson, the third round pick of our Tampa Bay Lightning. And Cardzy was there sitting in the room with Thompson. And, you know, I think we're on the verge of making a big bet for World Juniors.
Yeah, so kind of a podcast versus podcast type of thing. So, you know, we promoted Showbound the podcast on this. You know, that's Cardzy's show with him and Michael Raskin. You know, we might do just kind of a little friendly World Junior bet where, you know, I'm assuming they'll take Canada and we'll take the U.S. Or something along the lines of that. So stay tuned for that. Hopefully we got something fun coming there.
Yeah, absolutely. And we just mentioned how we got to talk to Jack Thompson. That was an awesome interview. I think it was... I don't know, close to 30 minutes. That episode will be released on the Monday after Christmas. So that Monday between Christmas and New Year's, that episode will air then. Our next Monday episode, we are going to be talking about World Juniors, our predictions, and everything that goes with that. Also, I don't know what we're thinking, but we might make that bet official on that show as well. So that's really it for updates going forward. We got Jack Thompson and two episodes from now, our World Junior episode next week. And it's just going to be a lot of fun. And like we said in the last episode, guys, Thursday is Christmas Eve. We will not be coming on next Thursday, and then the following Thursday is New Year's Eve. We will not be here then either. So only two Monday releases in a row, and then the new year will start, and we'll start back up. But some craziness going on. We're really excited for where Bolts Broadcast is going, and we appreciate you guys coming and listening. So Chase, if you don't have any other words, let's give them an outro.
I mean, you said all the words, so I can't say anything. But yeah, so you know, as always, we want to thank you guys for listening. We really appreciate it. We hope you enjoy these interviews. You know, we want to get more interviews going. We feel like it's just, you know, it's a unique perspective, and we hope that you guys can really enjoy that. But if you'd like to go on Patreon, we'd really appreciate that. You know, it shows us your support in a different way than listening and sharing the podcast. You know, it's nothing's expected, but it is greatly appreciated if you want to help us out that way. If you want to follow us on Twitter at Bolts Broadcast, that is at Bolts Broadcast. While you're at it, you can follow the Hockey Podcast Network on Twitter at HockeyPodNet. That's at HockeyPodNet. And while you're at it, follow WNP on Twitter at WNP Sports Pod. That's WNP Sports Pod. You know, we do a lot of football talk there, so that should be a ton of fun. Check out the HockeyPodcastNetwork.com. You can find all the podcasts of the network right there. Boom, just click the logo. Listen, easy peasy, lemon squeezy. Wherever listening, rate us 5 stars. Send us your questions, comments, concerns. Just reach out to us, whatever you got to do. You know, we really appreciate you guys listening and hope that you guys stick with us.
Absolutely. And again, guys, polls. Forgot to get a reminder out there in this episode, but polls, they're coming back next Monday with the World Junior episode release. So be ready for that. And yeah, that's it. Thank you so much for coming by. We'll talk to you guys next time.